fifth parak of Nedarim Mishneh Hey. Eizu Dava Shel Oyle Bavel. What are things that are shaykh to Oyle Bavel and therefore not shaykh to any individual and one cannot ask it on anybody else? Kegoyin Harabayis, Temple Mount, Azaros, the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, Habosh Vem Saderech, a water pit that was set up on the way up to Yerushalayim. Eizu Dava Shel Oyle Sa'ir. What are the things that shaykh is specifically to the city and is considered shutif and one can't answer on other people? Koin Rechava, they had a big open square in town. Hamechatz, the bathhouse, Beis HaKnesses, Hateva, the shul, and on Kodesh. Yeah, Vasvarim, and the Svarim of the town also that belong to every. Yeah. So, the Ran Bemet learns that. We learned in previous Mishnayos that even though I'm a shutef, if I ask my somebody on the area that I have a shutef in, he's still mutter according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we say breira, he's not using my part, he's using the part of shaft to everybody else. So l'chari, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, this whole Mishnah doesn't exist. This Mishnah is according to the Chacham that do not hold of his breira, and that's what the Ran Bemet holds that way, but. We have a problem because the Rambam does pass. He passes on the one hand by a shutfis. If I have a shutfis and I ask it on somebody else, he's permitted to come into the area of the shutf because he could say he's using my friend's pot. But in our Mishnah, he holds that I can't ask my part of the town and other people, which is a problematic thing. So we're trying to ask the question. Yeah, needs an answer. Yeah, yeah. The Rambam passes on like this Mishnah, the tour, the rush. Yeah. So we have to be mechab between the two things. Yeah. So one of the answers is that if it's a chotzer which cannot be split up, then we say that it belongs equally to both parties and nobody has any specific part, and whenever I use my part I'm using my part, whenever I'm using your part. But a chatzah which is big enough that theoretically I could split my part off from your part, then we don't say that concept of braver even according to Rebbeinu and Yaakov, then I can't answer it on other people. So also over here, since he could remove his chelik from his ownership and give it over to somebody else, it's considered that he has an independent, in some ways an independent part of this, of the ear. So the bottom line is that halacha lemaisa, one can answer his part of the city or the shul, whatever it is, on other people. The Kosef Chelko Linasi means that if he wants to, he made a neder that Reuven should not have Hanoah from his chelik in the city, now he wants to change his mind, so he could sell off his chelik to the Nasi. Now that his chelik belongs to the Nasi, so the other person could use it because it doesn't belong to him anymore. You don't have to write tafkid for the Nasi to the person in charge, you could write it over to a friend of yours. Mabin Kaisal, so what is the difference between writing it over to the Nasi or to a regular person? He writes it to over to the Nasi, he doesn't have to make a special kinyan. Because there's a takonas chacham if nea kobra hanasi, that the second I say I want this to go to the Nasi, it goes to him. Takonas de rabbanon. Oh, but if you want to give it to a friend of yours, then you have to make a proper kinyan. Chacham disagree with that. They said, honestly, there's no special takonis chachamim. Everybody who wants to give over his property to somebody else, even to the Nasi, he has to make a kinyan. And that's the way. One has to make a kinyan to remove his ownership. The reason why they said Kesar is chelka the Nasi is because that's the way a person would do in this situation. Yeah, the Nasi generally is not the person you're going to make a nether against. People from Golem seems to be people in Golem were people that had short tempers and they're constantly asking the city on their friends and came a very complicated situation. So it says that the founders of the Galilee towns already gave all the parts in town to the Nasi, and from then on didn't belong to the children, so they couldn't answer it on somebody else even if they wanted to.